Yeah, niggas wasn't eating pussy. No. To R. Kelly. Keith Sweat was begging. Yeah. I love Keith Sweat, mm-hmm. but he was begging.
Yeah.
You heard me? Everybody else, they wasn't talking about that. I was in the streets, you know, as a child at that time.
Right, but you're
R. Kelly made it cool to freak.
Yeah. What it do, man? This Billy D. Braille, man, a.k.a. Mr. Talking, man. Slide through, man. Shout out to Frocast, man. The guy, Pod Strictly, man. What it do, man? Holler back, man. Talking TV, checking there, man. Shout out to the Frocast and the whole crew. Yeah, yeah. Keep talking your talk.
Confused, always felt you weren't black enough. Afraid to grow it because your fro wouldn't nap enough.
Yo, 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 what up? All the way live from the 919. It's Fonte. Fonte. Giving a shout out to my people at nappyafro.com.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.
Tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the Black Al Bundy, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now, for all you lazy, vegan, podcasters with six packs, keep the noise down while I take my robe off to show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic, yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ. A.K.A. Miss Savannah, A.K.A. I'm educated yet ignorant, A.K.A. the Queen of QVC, A.K.A. Bipolar Mom, A.K.A. I Hear No One, A.K.A. My Cups Runneth Over, A.K.A. A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class, A.K.A. My Afro Is My Halo, and my favorite A.K.A. of them all, Your Grade Is Your Motherfucking Greed, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, rate, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. If you'll do that, we really would appreciate it. Don't forget about our voicemail where you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also got a Patreon where you can join our Patreon and support all things Nappy Afro for as little as a dollar and get behind the scenes exclusive content that you can only get on the Patreon. And you can get shouted out on the show, like, let's see, do we got any Patreons this week? No Patreons this week. So, we didn't get any Patreons this week, but, you know, y'all can help that out by becoming a Patreon and getting shouted out on the show. And the easiest way you can support the show is by retweeting it, reblogging it, putting it in your story, tag us in the story so we can see it, so we can give you your props. And, yeah, just spread the word. Let people know this is a dope show. You should listen. So, Queen Jern, how was your week?
My week is pretty good. So far, so good. Just running around trying to get myself together, you know.
Okay.
Trying to clean up a little bit, you know. Inspection time. So,
yeah.
Want to make sure I'm all right at least halfway. Hey. I ain't get to do all the things I wanted to do, but hey, I'm done with it.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. As long as you got your part done out the way, that's all you can do. As far as my week, normal. Started my vacation today. First day of vacation. I'm just going to do a week. So I'm just going to relax, take it easy this week, you know. Okay. Maybe, you know, see some sights or something like that. I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. You might look up King Germ might be in your city, man. You never know.
Just might.
You never know. But enough of that. All the panders out the way. Let's get into this outline, Queen Germ.
What outline?
Oh, the outline that I sent you that you didn't read. It's all right. Well, anyway, since Queen Germ didn't read the outline, I guess I'm going to have to do all the heavy lifting today.
Not really. I'm still give an opinion.
Okay, yeah, please give your opinion.
That's all I have.
Oh, okay. All right, man. So, Sage Steele, she's an anchor for ESPN, and she didn't get invited to the cookout. Now, everybody knows Sage Steele is the conservative black lady at ESPN, and she's the black lady that let white people feel her hair, and, you know, she's married to a white man and all that good stuff, you know, good old Sage Steele. So she got upset because they was doing something about, you know, black people, and they didn't ask her for her opinion on it, and she got upset. So let's read the article. You know, I'm give her a fair share. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just doggo Sage out. You know, because we shouldn't attack black women in times like this. Mm-hmm. Even black women that don't want to be black. You know what I'm saying?
Unless it's convenient for an interview.
It's one longtime ESPN anchor who has previously said that her worst brushes with racism have come from black people is reportedly upset that the sports cable network allegedly excluded her from the company's special program that addressed the topic of race. In other words, Sage Steele is big mad that she didn't get invited to the network's proverbial cookout. Steele, who is black, aired her grievances to her bosses, according to a report from the Wall Street Journal, a very reputable source. So take that, people. That is attributed to an anonymous source. The journal reported that Steele said her co-workers told her she was being considered to be included in the special that aired last month. However, two of Steele's fellow anchors at ESPN said their co-worker wouldn't be accepted by what they considered the black community, according to the journal's report. The two anchors who voiced their complaints are L. Duncan and Michael Eaves, both whom are black. You know, Steele fired back saying that, in part, that her experience as a black woman, no matter the circumstances, should not be discounted and instead should be amplified through inclusion in the network's conversation. She said, "I found it sad for all of us that any human being should be allowed to define someone's blackness," Steele said. "Growing up biracial in America with a black father and a white mother, I have felt the inequities that many, if not all, black and biracial people have felt. Being called a monkey, the N-word, having ape sounds made as I walk by, words and actions that all of us know sting forever. But most importantly, trying to find who is and isn't black enough goes against everything we are fighting for in this country and only creates more of a divide." So, Ms. Steele, not to discount any of your stories, I ain't never heard nobody walk around doing monkey sounds at no black person. I'm not buying it.
Unless you did something to the people.
What the fuck? Who? Where you at in America? You walk around, motherfucker, making monkey fucking noises at your ass. I don't know
whether they trying to get you to leave, but I don't know what that's happening.
Where she grew up in America, they doing that shit.
I mean, and then for her to be biracial shit, she must look more black than she look white then, because ain't no way in the world you going to tell me that you are biracial and people are making monkey sounds at you.
Bruh. And then she don't look nowhere near, she look, you know, like black. A light-skinned black woman.
Let me see.
I'm just finding a picture of Sage Steele, because she didn't have one on that page.
Child, please. Everybody want to cry foul play. Everybody want to be heard. Everybody want to get a few minutes for somebody to talk about them. Yeah, I guess she could go for that, but yeah, she's but a regular black to me.
Yeah, she not monkey sound black. You know what really? I'm saying?
So what, you got to be blue black for the people to make monkey sounds at you?
I mean, you got to at least look like a fucking monkey for them to make monkey sounds at you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because she don't qualify as the monkey test.
All I can tell you is, if that has happened, to me, like I said, y'all can't speak on my behalf when y'all going out here marrying these white people.
Mm.
And I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Queen Journalist.
So, I don't care. That's my thing. Like, how can you ever get mad about somebody? I mean, and I don't even feel like they were excluding her. It's just that they didn't feel like she had a valid... You know what I'm saying? You already said what you had to say. So it's going to be talking about you.
Yeah, why are we going to talk about black issues when you don't have the black issues? Yeah, you said best.
Your black issues are with black people. Yes. So then that means we don't need to talk to you, because we know your stance, and we need people who have had interactions with white people who have, you know, done
She's had some good positive interactions with white people.
You said she has?
Yes.
I'm sure she has.
She married one.
And then all
Oh, women. Yeah, I'm sure.
So, my thing is, like I said, you can't never speak on race relations when you are with all that.
So let me ask you a question. Going into what she said. She said something about people defining. I see that a lot now. People are defining blackness now. You ain't black. You ain't black enough.
They've been doing that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, how do you feel about that? Do you feel like...
I mean, I'm not going
to... Are you blacker than somebody that's mixed?
Yeah. Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt.
Are you blacker than somebody that's maybe not from African?
I mean, black is black.
No, black is... No, black. Blacks.
No. I need you to understand when I say black is black.
Okay.
Black is made in America.
Mm.
Anything that's come from someplace else and
capital
you know...
Capital B, black.
Exactly. Capital B-L-A-C-K.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing capitalized because we something different. Mm. So when them people come from other countries and stuff like that, I don't care where you from. You might have brown skin.
Yeah.
But you ain't black.
We all black, but you ain't black.
Yeah. And you can't be because, like I said, black people was made in America.
Yes.
We the people who got dropped off here and had to fend for
ourselves. Or we might already been here if you talk to certain people.
Well,
we might be the natives. We could have been the natives because somebody was here.
Yeah, somebody was.
You know what I'm saying? So
however it go down, my thing is our turmoil, our fight, our struggle came with us being here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you came from somebody else, if you came here and you know you came on your own free will, you can't be in the same pot with us. Now, if you want to, you know, be an ally of... That's fine. If you want to be down, that's fine. But to say that you have the same, you know, struggle that we had, you didn't. Because even if you get lumped in with us by white America, that was a choice you made.
Mm.
Because it wasn't a choice for us. This shit ain't nothing we wanted to do.
Mm.
I mean, we make it work because we here and we don't know nothing else. But hell, this ain't what we signed up for.
Mm.
So that's my thing. Like, I don't want to discount somebody because I know good people who are biracial.
Yes.
I, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to bring nobody down, but the reality of it is you can't be out here unless you really understand. You know what I'm saying? You can't just do it because it feel good. You can't do it. And then especially some people, now they'll make a choice and then they think they did us a favor.
Mm.
Like, shit, you ain't got to speak on my behalf. I've been black 365 days a year. Ain't never took a break. So what you talking about? You can go and, like, Mariah Carey and some of these other people that hate Halle Berry. Y'all took a break from being black.
Mm.
Y'all get in these movies and they wash your ass up so good till we doing a double take trying to see if this was really you in one movie versus another. A music video versus another. So, shit, y'all got a choice.
Yeah, you know, Mariah, she floats between...
all the time.
Whenever she need to sell some music, she'd go back to that hood side. And then when she made it back, she'd go back. So, you know, you got to watch Mariah.
I'm just like, when you know that there are enough people in your face that have been able to play and blur the lines with that, then, yes, that's where people come from by what you're saying, defining who's black or who's blacker than the next person because of the fact that there's no choice when you're black. So I don't care what nobody say. If you light enough, most of the people in your family light, y'all can shake that family tree and know it's some white people up in there. You don't get that light just cause. That's just not your DNA. Mm. So your DNA got some other stuff mixed up in there.
I got you.
So if for that reason, you know what I'm saying? So, people can pull your card.
So are they right for not inviting her to the cookout?
They not right. I mean, they are right for not inviting her simply because of the fact that...
So, let's say in your
she
situation...
She already put herself out there. It didn't really got to do with the fact that she got a white husband and she biracial.
Okay, let's say, for instance, you know, this was your job situation. If somebody at your job, you knew she didn't really vibe with the blacks, whatever, and y'all was doing a panel on, you know, African-American studies or something like that, and y'all didn't include her.
And that would be rightfully so.
Okay. Oh, so then everything's cool then.
I mean, it's not cool because I know she going to feel some type of way, but hell... That's what you do. I mean, when you have a panel of anybody, like, if you already have enough of a diverse panel and you feel like that viewpoint is not one you want to shine light on, hell, that's what you're trying
to do. Why wouldn't you want a different point of view, though? Somebody that's
the point of view that says that black people hate her?
Yeah. Or just, you know, from a point that...
That's not what we're pushing. We're pushing the fact that we have issues with white America and white America needs to come to grips with the fact that there are some things that we need to fix.
I got you.
And if we got a black person talking about the only problems they ever had was with black people, you not doing nothing.
You're not
for
serving.
What we
do. You're not serving a purpose.
Exactly.
I got you.
So that's derailing what we're trying to accomplish.
Well, Sage, sorry, You know, nobody wants your potato salad with the raisins in it.
No.
Hey, man, if y'all get a chance, watch the Country Wayne video where he was at the office potluck and somebody bought potato salad with fucking raisins in it, and he just started stepping on it. He said, I took care of it for you. It had roaches on it. And she was like, I don't want roaches and raisins. He was like, why'd you put raisins in your potato salad? So listen, man, if y'all can watch that video, that shit is hilarious, man. The Meg and Tory situation. People, we did not talk about it last week because, when one, I forgot about it. And two, I kind of wanted to wait for more info to come out about the Megan, the Stallion, and Tory Lanez shooting situation in L.A. It was like maybe 2 weeks ago. But a lot has came out. One, Megan was shot in both her feet by a gun that, you know, that was inside the car. And Tory did get arrested, you know, for...
So they was going together?
Everybody think they were together. You know what I'm saying? They think Meg and Tory was together. And we don't know why. It's been speculation that there was an altercation where Meg jumped on Tory and Tory was like defending himself and he let a shot off and it hit her in both her feet. And, you know,
one bullet?
Listen, Meg went on live yesterday and said that she got shot in both of her feet and it didn't hit any bone or tendon. So
how's what is the human anatomy?
And she had to get surgery to remove the bullet from her foot that didn't hit anything. So I'm thinking, like, where did this bullet hit? Like, his motherfucker, is Tory precision with it? He hitting motherfuckers through the webbing of her foot or something? Like, because I'm trying to look at her foot, and maybe Meg feet different from ours. I heard somebody say, because she's a stallion, she has a hoof. And I was just like, stop it.
Oh, Lord.
But...
Yeah, because the foot, the way
the foot is all bone. It's all bone. It's all bone. So if you get shot in your foot that you had to require surgery to remove bullets, it's got to be stuck in something.
But that's what I'm trying to understand. Like, if it came in and it didn't hit nothing, it should have just come out, too. It should have been a clean,
Hey, listen, man. This story sounds crazy. Some people speculating that it's a publicity stunt.
That's what it sounded like.
I mean, I don't know that these people...
Did she ever come out and say she wasn't mad at the man?
I mean, no, she came out yesterday, on Monday, and she went live on Instagram, and she was doing a little fanning, and, you know, getting all emotional, and a lot of people buying it, but you know me, King Germ, I'm not buying anything. I'm always skeptic because I've seen this story play over so many times. And you know what I'm saying? And so I hope this isn't a ploy to get to sell albums or just to keep your name buzzing, because you don't have to do that, man. You one of the hottest people out right now.
For right now.
You know what I'm saying? But now you're getting shot in your foot. Like, you can't twerk on them bad feet. Like,
maybe they make her twerk better.
Like, all I know is her butt better not get bigger. You know what I'm saying? Because of this surgery to remove the bullets out your foot.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying.
You're a hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm just saying. I've been a music journalist for 13 years. Okay.
Okay.
And I've seen things. I've heard things. Witnessed things. I haven't done anything. But it's just that I know that these people will not. There's no limit to what these people would do to keep their name buzzing. And I hope they wouldn't go to this extent, because Tory's from Canada. He can get thrown out of the United States and all kind of crazy shit. And I just don't know this whole situation. I'm glad more story coming out. First, when it first came out, they were saying that it was somebody else attacking Megan and Tory was defending her and she got shot in the process of him defending her. Then it came out that Tory shot her. And you know what I'm saying? Then Megan made a post that she was shot by somebody trying to harm her. And then Adam22 came out with a story saying that Meg jumped on Tory, so he was defending himself when he shot her. Bro, I don't give a fuck if you 5'2", nigga. I don't care. And Meg is 5'10". I don't care that you weigh 125 pounds and she listed at 160, which we know she weigh more than 160 if you 5'10". You know what I'm saying? I don't care if she jumping on you, bro. You don't shoot no woman, bro. Like, unless this... No, unless this woman is a major factor. And I'm talking about somebody that's whooping some ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you feel like you in danger that you got to shoot a woman. That's the only time you shoot a woman. You don't have to. Yeah, bruh, come on, man. You a man still. Now, like I tell people all the time, you men that weigh under 200 pounds, these are your problems. Because all us men that weigh above 200, we don't have these problems. We don't have to worry about our women jumping on us and beating us up. But all y'all niggas that weigh under 200, y'all got to worry about that shit. I keep telling y'all niggas, man, if you under 200 pounds, you hella slammable. And that's not good for business, bro.
It's not.
You be around here shooting women because you don't want to weigh 200 pounds. You know what I'm saying? These women jump on you, ain't nothing you can do about it. Like, what? I mean, come on, man. You ain't got to shoot the woman. And that goes back again to what I say. These niggas, raised by all these women, they deal with emotion and not logic. Instead of being a man, when men have conflict, what do? We fight. That's the only way we know.
We fight.
If you think you're stronger than me, let's arm wrestle. If you think you can, you know what I'm saying? Men, we challenge each other. We don't run and get guns and kill each other, man. But, you know, women, they fly off the handle when they get mad. They bust your windows out, cut your clothes up, throw, you know how set women get mad. Fire. Yeah, they set it on fire, then after they do it, they be like, I'm sorry, I was just mad. But now you can't go back. You done tore all my shit up. You threw all my shoes out. Now I see niggas running down the street with my clothes on like it's coming to America and shit. Like, I'm like, God damn, you know what I'm saying? You was mad, and you know what I'm saying? Now you know what I'm saying? And that's why I think these niggas that run and grab guns real quick are because they were raised by their mama. This is all they know. Emotion, emotion, emotion. But I'm not saying Tory was raised by his mama. He probably wasn't. He's from Canada. I think everybody in Canada is a two-parent household. Oh my goodness. I think it's against the law to be a single parent in Canada. I think Drake was the only single. His mama was single raising him. So, you know. I don't know. So what do you feel about this Tory Lanez Meg situation?
I just feel like it's stupid altogether because first of all, I mean, it's just strange. Like, you shoot somebody directly in their feet.
In the car. So I think he shot, and I think the gun might have went off and some shrapnel. Because there's no way she can get shot in the foot and no bones are broken. Because if you get shot in the foot, them bones shattered. Ain't no more. You gonna need new feet. You know what I'm saying? You walking around here with a club foot.
You needed a new foot when your child fell on.
Oh, so you ain't have to go there. Why you have to bring me in? Why you have to bring me in? See, let me ask you a question. As a black woman, do you feel like this is another instance where black? Because Meg kept saying she don't feel protected by black men. Again,
my thing is this: these hoes need to get their shit together. Mm. Because for one, I teach my son that you don't want to fight women. You don't want to harm women. I think we got it down pat. But I also would like to say, as a black woman, as a black mother, you can get an equal opportunity ass whooping. You jumping on these niggas nowadays. Men, I get it. You want to say that you don't want to hit women and all of that. But women got to understand you're an adult. You don't jump on other grown people. So when you jumped on him, you commence to say, however we gonna do this, we gonna do this. So if you getting physical with him, I can't always agree and say that you are not supposed to get something back in return from your actions. I just was blessed that I didn't. When I was, immature enough to think that that type of behavior was appropriate. But you jumping on somebody in a car, is he the one driving? Was she driving? Like, what kind of shit y'all had going on? Was the car parked? Like, I mean, for me, I just feel like it's too much of the wanting to play one against the other. As black people, that's a luxury we cannot afford right now. We ain't got time to keep spinning this negative narrative about black men. This isn't this. Black men. So black men supposed to be Superman, and he's supposed to just sit there and catch every little swing you do when you're nasty, when you're negative, when you're cussing him out, when you're doing this. He supposed to be your punching bag, and you supposed to just be uplifted and treated like a queen. Like, if you a queen and he's supposed to be your king, he's supposed to be treated the same way. Mm. So, to me, if you jumping on a nigga and you get your ass shot, then hell, you got what the fuck you deserve. And better be glad he just shot your feet. So, I'm not for you jumping on somebody. We too grown to be jumping on somebody. And then when you got an audience, why would you want to play that role and try to put it out there like, oh, you don't feel protected? Hell, you should have felt protected before you jumped on a nigga. You felt about it. Mm. I know that much. If you jumping on people, or because you thought that because you was bigger than him or whatever, that you could just mush him and do whatever to him, and he was just going to take it. That nigga showed you, I might not be big enough, but this damn gun done level us out. Cause your ass at the hospital and I'm walking.
You walking out of jail, post a bond.
Well, however you got to go. Fuck that shit. I bet you won't jump on him again.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you feel that, okay, people was joking on Meg and everything, joking about the situation. Do you think that that's okay?
I mean, I don't like to joke on people's personal stuff, but at the same time, my biggest thing is when you are a celebrity or whatever, you in the public light, you going to have some people that's going to be, you know what I'm saying, your riders where they going to always root for you. They never going to want nothing bad to happen to you. They going to be your supporters. Then you're going to have a group of people who like to laugh. Yeah, and like even if they like you, they don't still laugh because it's some level of funny humor in what happened. And to me, if they laughing, hey, they say any press good, what did you call it? Any press is good press or whatever. Just accept it for what it is.
But see, because I feel like now that people are, like if it's a man, all jokes are, you know, we can joke on a man till the jokes ain't funny no more. But if it's a woman, they say, no, you can't joke on a woman. I'm just like, but the same women was laughing at this man last week. Like, how is it okay to laugh at the men, but not okay to laugh at the women?
Well, the biggest thing is now people are trying to be more conscientious because they know that they've treated it. I mean, everybody has, I mean, many people have gotten bad shakes, but women have been the butt of jokes. I think a bit excessively, and people have not taken responsibility for their actions when it was towards women. So now it's this, I guess, what, Day of Atonement as it comes to try to make sure that we spare women and we preserve the feminine side of these individuals and not take them for granted and do them all kind of ways. So people probably are reluctant. Some of those individuals are reluctant to display those type of actions, trying to pick fun at women or whatever. But I feel like I said, it's an equal opportunity situation. So if you put yourself out there, you're living in that life, if the people laughing, fine. If the people cheering you on, fine. You got to take the good with the bad.
Okay. Speaking of good and bad, Drea, she was on Basketball Wives or something like that. And she had she said something to the extent of she want a nigga that love her so much that he'll shoot her. You know what I'm saying? How do you feel about that?
That's ignorant.
That's ignorant. Okay. But she was like, you know what I mean? You know, like I be, you know how them girls is, the ones that they feel like they're a handful and they, you know, they need a dude that, you know, I need somebody with a little edge, you know, cause I got a little bit of mouth on me and, you know, I can get flipped with the mouth and, you know, so I need somebody's gonna put me in my place.
But then these the same type of broads who, when you get jazzy and this nigga cock his handbag and slap the shit out of you, it ain't all fun and games no more. So I would never suggest that I want somebody to shoot me, put their hands on me, or anything. I mean, if your presence and the words that you say don't calm me down and get my mind right, then you ain't the nigga for me no way. Because I don't feel like nobody got to put their hands on me for me to do right. Like, if you say what you mean and mean what you say and you straight with it, I don't see no reason why I got to be sitting over here talking about I need you to put your hands on me. You got to, and then the goal to say you got to shoot me. Shit, nigga, at least, I mean, if you said Donkey Kong, you choke me out or something. But damn, you sure can't shoot me.
Oh, Drea, definitely you got to choke her out. Like, I just, that blows my mind. I've heard girls say that before.
I mean, I know people like that.
And I'm looking like, so you want a nigga to, I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, he got to be a little rough with me. I'm like, why would you want that? Like, then, like, when is it going to stop? Like you saying, like, when is it going to stop? Today, like today is just a punch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now you got a black eye. You got to miss some work.
And you like that shit.
Yeah, that's cute. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, bust your shit. Like, but then,
I ain't for none of the physical.
I don't understand women that want men to beat on them to prove that they love them and all that stuff. Show me you care. Like she said, do something. Hit me. Show me you care, damn it. And I'm just like, what?
Yeah, I don't want you to care that much.
You fucking damaged, bro.
And very much so, because my thing is, I feel like your mentality is one that, you feel like that type of environment is what you know. Mm. And that's the thing I feel like a lot of people do. They have been in such a toxic environment and have adjusted to living in that environment. So when I'm no longer in the dangerous environment that I'm used to and that makes me comfortable, I'm not comfortable outside of that. And so that's very strange, but at the same time, that's what they know. They know how to survive in a world where they ducking and bobbing and weaving and shit. Mm. So when you over here giving hugs, that scare them. Mm. When you trying to talk like you got some sense, that's not comfortable and it's not familiar. So they would prefer, even though they know for sure that it is not healthy to be in a physically violent relationship, they would rather that than to become comfortable in a different environment. Mm.
That's what that, see, we got some damage done. Like, we got to correct that because that ain't healthy. That thought process is not healthy. Like, then how can you, you know, because it's like,
it's a cycle that needs to be broken. Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, they had to watch somebody else get their ass whooped. Mm-hmm. So if you watch your mom and daddy probably been together your whole life and your mom and daddy just fight each other. Mm-hmm. Well, my mama fight him back too. So they ain't like, it ain't like she ain't never got no good.
It ain't no one-sided. Now, sometimes she win.
Yeah.
That ain't healthy. I couldn't be in a relationship where I got to fight with a woman. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. Because
a nigga put their hands on me, that's the only thing I really will leave her. I'm talking about same day.
I mean, I'm just sitting there chilling. All of a sudden, you come just steal off on me or something. I ain't paying. Pop, pop. You just hit me.
We arguing. I cuss you out. I don't care what the hell I say. You put your hands on me, I'm out the day. I'm out the door. And it's at the same time, I don't know, I might not even go find nothing to pick up. I'm just going to get my pocketbook and going out the door in the middle of a pay period and all. Don't even have a check coming for another week. Mm. But hell, it'll just be what it's going to be. I don't even care.
Yeah, man. So, you know, shout out to all y'all out there in abusive relationships that love that shit.
No, get some fucking help.
Get some fucking help. Cause y'all, I mean, but why we listen to Dre anyway? Dre is known for leaving her kids for weeks at a time. Like, she left
another adult.
No, left at home by himself. He was fending for himself.
And how old was he? 16?
Nigga was probably six. You know what I'm saying? Left this nigga at home. Yeah, she was gone for like a week. And yeah, so she's been a bad mom. You know what I'm saying? Been a bad mom. So yeah. Poor little fella, he gonna grow up knowing his mom. He gonna read stories about his mom and be like, damn, I made it this far in life.
Did she go to jail?
No, she ain't go to jail. Cause it's like,
so how people knew that she left a child?
I think like the little boy got on her Twitter and was like, have you seen my mom or something like that? Was asking people like, yo, have you seen my mom? Like, yo. Yeah.
I'm gonna need you, if you gonna leave your child, at least call him every day.
Yeah, do something, man.
I mean, not that you should be, but I'm just saying, like, if we gonna make this right.
Speaking of making it right, have you ever heard of rapper 42 Doug?
I don't think I ever want to, but okay. If you see so.
42 Doug, he's a rapper. I think he's down with,
He ain't down with nobody, because if they let him make that name up.
He down with Lil Baby. That's who he down with. Okay. He down with his crew.
Sounds stupid.
And he came into the news lately. I mean, I never heard of him before this story, but I'm going to read the story to you. 42 Doug's sexuality is coming into question after a set of lyrics surfaced online. 42 Doug has been steadily increasing in recognition and popularity thanks to some well-curated co-signs for fellow street rappers like Lil Baby and Yo Gotti, who together make up his joint label partnership. The rapper even made it onto Jay-Z's personal playlist picks for 2020, but with recognition comes detraction. The young intern artist was recently the topic of gossip when his ex-girlfriend apparently slandered him, criticizing the size of Doug's butt. 42 Doug retaliated, going off on her with a slew of his own insults. Unfortunately, the rapper has once again found himself at the center of a gossip-fueled trend thanks to a video clip that's been circulating. The clip is reportedly from an IG Live session. The date and time is unknown with Doug, and in the song that is playing in the background that caught the attention of his fans and haters alike, the lyrics in question sound like, I was out here sucking dick, I was trying to pay the rent.
Supposed to keep us lit, I was out here sucking dick, I was trying to pay the rent.
The result is many across Twitter have presumed Doug to be gay. The lyrics are a nod to his sexuality. So Doug came out, clarified the lyrics. He said, the lyrics say, hoes out here sucking dick, I was trying to pay her rent. You know what I'm saying?
So that's him rapping this song.
Yes, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, 42 Doug is from Detroit. So shout out to Detroit. Shout out to my dog, Q Lewis out there, 313. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to everybody sucking dick.
Yeah, sucking dick to pay the rent, because sometimes you got to do that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, 42 Doug, like I said, live your truth, bro. Like, don't be ashamed of it, man. Yeah, we gonna shame you because you're supposed to be a street rapper, and you talking about you was out here trying to suck dick, you was out here trying to pay the rent.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, if you can't be a street nigga saying that.
It's a lot of them that are.
But you can't be the stereotypical, you know, that's like 50 Cent coming out.
That's not fair.
It is fair. Even though they do got.
It's a lot of homo thugs.
Yeah, it's a lot of them. A lot of tough guys. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm talking about they'll kill you on spot.
Yeah.
They laid up with a man
yes,
right
sir.
Now.
Yes, sir. Laid up. Hard grown nigga.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll shoot your ass in the fucking face.
And don't think nothing of it.
I seen this video, this gay dude beat this nigga. He's like, yo, he said, you said, next time you see a gay nigga, remember this. He beat the shit out of this man. Beat this man ass. He said, yeah, you gonna respect the gay nigga next time you see him. I was like, damn. You know what I'm saying? So listen, hey, 42 Doug, like I said, live your truth, man. I mean,
and my thing is just, like you say, it's no need for you to be hiding. I mean, if you feel like your crew not going to respect your lifestyle.
I don't think his crew is going to respect his lifestyle. Because, like I said, he rolls with some tough guys. And you can't be with the tough guys. And you know, you're perceived to be gay. Which, like I said, if some gay niggas, this is way tougher than some of these niggas that you running with. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. But
I'm going to let the streets deal with that
one. Yeah, the streets got to deal with that one. So, shout out to 42 Doug. Dog or whatever his name was.
You said Doug, but it sounds horrible. Yeah, 42 Doug. So your friends Doug. Need to help. I mean, how you friends with Lil Baby, which that's dumb too, but because if you a baby, you little. So I don't understand why you got to be a little baby. You premature?
His daddy might be baby though. His daddy might be big baby. And so he Lil Baby.
Yeah, that's still dumb.
Wham, wham, wham. Bitch, I'm the baby.
Yeah, like I said, a baby is already little, so you don't have to be a little baby. That's a little baby right there. Yeah, that's exactly. So that's a preemie. That's what that mean to me. That shit don't sound like they'd go together.
He might mean he premature in the game since he just started rapping 4 years ago. So that's why he little baby.
Well,
yeah.
Make it make sense.
That's what we gonna go with that.
Okay.
That's where the little baby coming from. All right. Well, got a question from the nation. I know it usually don't come at this time, but since we finished talking about 42 Doug, and since we're talking about sucking dick, this question from the nation has to do about sucking dick. And so I want to go ahead and bring it in and bring the question from the nation. Like I said, people, the question from the nation is all you got to do. You can submit them to us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Christian Mingle, Grindr, anywhere. You know what I'm saying? We'll get them. Email, you know, just let us know. Just like this one. The question from the nation was and goes a little something like this. He said, how sucking dick one time make me gay?
Ooh.
If I cook one time, am I a fucking chef? Okay, sir. If you suck dick one time and you're not a woman, then yes, you are gay. Because...
So that he could not have experimented with that?
You can't experiment with sucking dick.
I mean, maybe he just wanted to know what it felt like.
You can't experiment with sucking dick. Because first of all, the thought has to be there. So if you didn't thought about doing it, my nigga... That's already what you're doing. No straight man is sucking the penis, bro. Just to experiment.
You're not even thinking about it.
Not even thinking about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no. And so, and then you want to equate it with, if you cook one time, are you a chef? No, you're not. You're a cook. You're not a chef. You know what I'm saying? So, if you suck dick one time, maybe you maybe not be gay. You might, but you're a dick sucker. You see what I'm saying? You know, and... And because once you, like you said, once you dig a hole in the ground, it's a hole, right? No matter how big a hole it is, it's a hole.
Uh-huh.
So once you start sucking, you a dick sucker. You might not be gay because you don't subscribe to that lifestyle, but you are a dick sucker.
I mean, I think you probably are gay or bi because I'm not understanding why would you want to play around with the ding-a-ling. Now, I'm just asking. I'm just trying to think my way through this thing just because.
I damn sure don't want to put one in my mouth. Like that, like I like.
So what do you want to do with?
No, I'm just saying. Like I know for like I know like I it's nothing to think about. Like I what that thought would never even cross my mind. You know what I'm saying? Like
it's getting you choked up right now.
Yeah, because that's disgusting to think that a man is questioning. Like, bro, if you got to question your sexuality, my guy, you already know the answer.
Yeah.
Because
you struggling with these, whatever, these thoughts. Yeah,
thank you. They're like, so, bro, man, God, dog. Like, so how is it? Yeah, man, just go tell your girlfriend. And then black women, these new black women out here, oh, my man got at least be bisexual. What?
Who says that, though?
These women on Twitter are crazy, bro.
I'm like, glad, look, I don't have one of those.
Thank you. I'm glad, like, listen, I'm glad I am married and off the damn, because no way in the world I want to navigate these waters now. Because these, I mean, it's unrealistic these days. Where are the old school people at? Like, I talk to you, you talk to me, we like each other, you know what I'm saying? We get together, boom, boom, bam.
That's nasty.
This shit is nuts now. I can't believe it. So, how do you feel about that situation?
Ain't no way in the world nobody need to be doing that. Like, if you saying, if you would publicly even admit to saying that you have sucked dick before, chances are you already know how we lie about who you done had sex with anyway. Mm. So you saying you suck somebody dick, chances are you done fuck somebody. A nigga.
Don't let a nigga fuck you because you sucking dick. Right.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? You might have was getting it right for him to put it in there. Mm. So that's why I'm just like, I don't understand. Like, you know, we don't ever
did the nigga
always
bust. Did you suck the dick till he came? Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Did
you know?
Did you swallow? Did you spit?
You know what Tupac mama said? Mama told me never stop until I bust a nut, nigga. Like, that was some bad advice from a mother. Like, mama told me that. Like, why is your mama,
like, mama telling you to rape
Why is mama telling you that? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. When you're being raised by your mama got to tell you a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but let's not, we're not going to go there. We'll have our toxic mom show later.
Not saying Tupac's mom was toxic,
Man, she smoked crack and was in jail when she had this nigga. I'm going to call her toxic.
I'm
God bless the dead.
Yeah, because I can't talk bad about the dead people. Yeah. God bless her. Move on this thing, man.
Yeah, so yeah, my nigga, you're gay.
Yeah, bye. Something.
Yeah, and you're still not a chef. A chef is somebody that goes to school to learn to be an excellent cook. Now, if you want to be an excellent dick sucker,
Just
keep sucking dick. You know what I'm saying? You call yourself what you want to. Yes.
You don't know what everybody likes.
Exactly. You everybody might start off small, like, or you might start off big. You know, you never know. You know what I'm saying? So, hey.
Make sure you goggle with peroxide.
Yeah. Yeah. Put something in your mouth, man. The COVID is going around. Don't suck too many random dicks. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, getting back to the outline. Thanks for that question from the nation, people. Y'all can submit them. Let them know. We'll talk about it. Y'all know how we do over here. Mike Tyson is coming back to fight. Are you excited? Mike Tyson is fighting Roy Jones September 12th. Exhibition fight. That means it's not a real fight. So I don't think we're going to see, like, real Mike Tyson. Because I don't think Mike Tyson is that killer anymore. I think it's in him deep down in there, but he done suppressed it so much that he know he can't let that animal out no more. And then Roy just ain't got it. So I think we're going to see a bullshit-ass fight. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it.
Just so you can talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm not going to be hyped up about it. Like, this is not the super fight that we would have got, you know, 15, 20 years ago, 25 years ago.
I mean, and I think Mike Tyson is quite strange, so I don't know what to feel about it. I mean, if you remind me, Mike, I might come in here and watch it with you.
Yeah. I'll make sure you watch it that night. Because it's going, well, it'll be September 12th, so, you know, we might be a little busy that day.
Yeah, fire baby.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, we'll make something happen. So, you're not too excited about it?
I mean, because both of
these
niggas
is over 50.
I'm not really that big of
a that's right. Yeah, tell the people why you don't like boxing.
Because it's very animalistic. It's not human.
So, you don't like watching the UFC fight, somebody getting their head fucking bashed in?
I don't like watching anybody fighting. Like, street fights, I don't like watching any of that. I was never one of the people who ran to fights, especially, like, if I see somebody fighting nowadays, because these people are trying to kill people with their bare hands.
Yeah.
These people ain't just trying to, you know,
beat you
rustle,
up.
You know what I'm saying, do a little something to you, but these people stomping on heads, and I'm just not for it. It's very much so barbaric. It's just disgusting. Like, a human being should be able to resolve conflict in a different way. That's why we have a language. That's why we have all these other things, tools and abilities. We're not supposed to fight like animals.
Yes, we are.
I don't like it at all.
We got a show. I'm tougher than you.
Yeah, but I'm arm wrestle.
Exactly. That's where we evolved into that.
Yeah, but after that, then it's no need to put your hands on nobody's face and all kind of stuff. But sometimes, everybody like what they like.
Sometimes you got to beat a nigga head in, though.
No. Yeah. I'm not for it.
I mean, I enjoy watching it.
I know.
It's a competitive sport, you know what I'm saying, just to see somebody get fucking their boots smart.
I'm talking about, like, when that man Rockman on somebody, that's the thing. I can never forget that. Like, that man had, and I'm talking about within seconds.
Yeah.
That thing was like
it swelled up
a
quick.
Mountain. That, I mean, like that thing was a knot coming out of his, like a right above his eye or something. Mm-hmm. And it was like I thought that man was going to die. That was just so horrible. Like, and you think about how the body, you know what I'm saying, structured. You know what I'm saying? You're looking at how the body functions and how the body is structured. You telling me that you can take these blows to the head, to the gut, to the chest, all these places, and people, somebody just pounding you, pounding you, pounding you, pounding you. Somebody can fucking hit you so hard in your side till they fuck up your kidneys. I don't want to ever be in no situation like that. Like, who thinks that that's normal? You are destroying a person's being. That is not okay. But and that, who are you? You not God. You gonna sit here and destroy somebody blow by blow? Yeah, like, that's sick.
It's a fight.
That's my point. It's not...
We're gladiators. It's a gladiator sport.
They're not gladiators.
They are.
They're so far from that.
But that's, they're so far they from are that. The epitome of gladiators.
Okay.
She said, okay.
I mean, I rest my case. Mm.
Well, Queen Germ's no fan of the fights, the martial art, the mixed martial arts, the boxing, you know, but she likes football.
Yeah.
You'll watch that helmets. Violent sport.
They got on helmets.
Oh, okay.
Give them a helmet, I might watch the boxing match.
Oh, man, that'd be so whack. Nobody wants to see no safe boxing.
I'm just saying.
I want to see a motherfucker get his damn shit swole up.
I mean, but the part of football that I like is not about, I mean, I like, you know, they running, you're throwing the ball. I don't really think about the collision part. But, I mean, when you talking about somebody taking a fist straight to your head, that's not, I don't think that's, football is that bad.
Like this girl, look at her face right here.
Yeah, she looks horrible.
And she won the fight.
And she looks horrible. I'm talking about her head already
look
big.
Look how swole up that head is, bro. No, that's swelling. That's swelling. Like, her head wasn't that big before.
She looked like a Martian. She is not of this world.
So that's I love sad. It, man. Last topic before we get into the best part of the show. Would you watch porn with your kids?
No.
Why not?
No way, no how. I mean, regular TV got enough sex scenes on it. I don't have to turn on a porn for that.
Mm. Well, Allie Wentworth explains why parents should watch porn with their kids. You can't stop them, is what she said.
Yeah, so that's why they should do that with their friends.
She said, watching adult films with family, Allie Wentworth revealed she would view porn with her and George Stephanopoulos' two children instead of letting them watch it on their own. In porn, women have been conditioned to look and act a certain way, the comedian, 55, told Deborah Messing. They are performing and it's dangerous to have boys see this as something women won't. The actress said, you can't stop them, so I will watch it with them. I will look at porn with them that one time like they're performing. Wentworth also looks at social media with her daughters, telling the host, I say, do you see this girl? There is a hole she is trying to fill. Okay. I also use humor to try to converse with them and say things like, did you drop out of school today? Did you get married today? So Allie.
And you talking about toxic mamas. She a toxic mama.
Yeah.
You ain't on your game. Because you can have a whole conversation with your kids without ever sitting down and watching porn with them. And they'll know your viewpoint on what women's roles are, what men's roles are, how a woman should be treated, and what's the expectation in sex and all this other stuff.
Okay.
That shit ain't necessary.
My first question is, when you watching porn with your kid?
Because I'm not, but go ahead.
What category are you picking? Is it something you like?
I hope it's something they like? What you like?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, anal, do you just like, pick something? Because then, you know.
Big girls?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, what category do you pick? Because these kids today have choices. We didn't have choices. These kids today, they can, hey.
I didn't have choices at all.
You didn't have choices. Just know that. You didn't have choices. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But these kids today, they can be like, look, Dad, I'm in the feet. And you know what I'm saying? He just come to you straight up. You be like, wow. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, how do you know that? At 12.
You know, exactly.
16.
So, I feel like this. I'm going to address the porn situation when if I never catch you watching it, then I never have to address it. You know what I'm saying? If I catch you, and I'm going to be like, yo, man, like, what are you watching? And, you know, I might explain to him, like, you know that ain't real or, you know what I'm saying? You know, I see what she's saying, but I wouldn't sit there and watch it with him. I talked to him about what he was watching.
Like, well, I feel like as long as kids know not to rape people, not to send mixed signals, when talking about sex and things of that nature, the other stuff they got to learn on their own. That's some shit you got to just push them out the nest on. And if they fly, they fly. If they fall, they fall. Because to me, you don't know. The woman that he end up with might be a porn star. Like, you know what I'm saying? She ain't a porn star for real, but you know what I'm saying? She might have that skill.
Yeah.
So you telling her, telling him to let his guard down or set his sights a little lower, because women don't do that. Women don't like that. He might get him a straight up freak.
Exactly.
So now you done knocked him off his game because he came in there half stepping and this girl done blew his mind.
Yeah, she came in on all man. And he came in on rookie.
So don't do that to them. If that's what they think, they got to have their highs and lows of their own. That's one that you can't hold a hand with.
Mm. So, I don't agree with watching porn with your kids because
I don't.
I just think, like, you know, like I said, the biggest barrier to me was like, what we watching?
Yeah.
Like, what we watching? Like, what am I gonna show him? You know what I'm saying? Like, cause then that's gonna be different. Like,
that's gonna be, oh daddy, you whoa, like, you like
this is what you like, or. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey. Or he'd be like, nah, I kind of like seeing the girls get fisted or something. You know, you'd be like, what?
Exactly. Nigga, how do you get up like that?
Like, you know what I'm saying? You find out so much about your kid right then.
I don't think I want to know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't want to know about my kid's sex life. I just want to make sure they're doing it safely whenever they get of age to make that decision. I hope they are not doing anything now. You know what I'm saying? And when they get of age to do that, I hope they're doing it safely. That's all I can think about it because... It's not my body. You know what I'm saying? They're grown. You know what I'm saying? So, you can't control them. You know, you can only control them but so much. Once they leave out the house, you ain't got no control of your fucking kids. Mm-hmm. Unless, you know, you instilled in them some good shit and they know, you know, to make good decisions. But other than that, hey, you know, they're free to make their own fucking... Once they get to the age and they can get free will and they can do what they want to do, regardless of the consequences, then, I mean... All you got to do is rely on your good teachings and your morals that you instilled in them because, like I said, once they out of your house, outside of your arm reach, your eyesight, you don't know what the fucking kids are doing. Nope. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? You really don't fucking know. So, yeah. That's our parenting tip for the week. Don't watch porn with your kids and, you know, instill some morals so you can hope that they do the right thing. It's TV talk time. We got two things to talk about this week. First, we're going to talk about the Fatal Affair movie that was on Netflix. We watched this because, you know, Beezy suggested it. And I want to know, Queen Germ, did you enjoy the movie?
Yeah.
You enjoyed it?
I enjoyed it a lot.
Okay. You did?
Only thing I didn't really like was how it ended. Because it was just like, it should have been a little more to it. But it just ended like, okay, he died. And him and her...
He died twice, though.
Yeah, but he didn't die twice. He killed a homeless person and made it look like it was him. And then he came back because, of course, now y'all guard is down because y'all think the nigga dead.
Yep.
And he jumping on y'all and doing all of the foolery. Basically.
Killed the daughter's boyfriend,
which was okay. Really stupid.
Well, let's just get the backdrop to the story before we just went out.
Yeah, just go to the end.
Yeah, so Fatal Affair is a movie on Netflix starring Nia Long, Omar Epps, and those are the main two characters. Nia Long, Omar Epps are, they knew each other. They went to college together. And then 20 years later, you know what I'm saying, they reunite at, you know, he starts working at the firm she's working at. But he comes on a little too strong. They go on a little date.
He came on to the job because he was coming there for her.
Well, we didn't know that at first. We just thought it was a coinkydink.
Okay. Well,
that he was there 20 years later. So, you know, they go out on a little, you know, they go out for drinks. They get drunk and they end up in the bathroom where they almost have sex. Now, Nia Long is married. Omar Epps is not. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he gets a drunk.
Because he killed his wife.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, again, we didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? So, they almost... had sex, so you know, so she cheated on her husband,
she really did.
If you did that, I would say you cheated. Yes.
Okay, well, she didn't have sex with him.
So you was kissing all on the nigga. You was about to have sex, and then
but she didn't. She thought about her lovely husband.
You cheated.
Okay.
You kissed a nigga. You cheated.
Okay.
Yeah. So
she cheated.
Yeah. So she cheated, and you know, so then Omar Epps, he was just crazy about her. I mean, he started stalking her. I mean, he claimed he was a hacker. He had all this software on her. He was watching.
Tried to kill her husband.
Yeah, tried to kill her husband, tried to kill her friend. He started dating her friend just to come to her house. And, I mean, he was basically terrorizing her. The movie was very, you could pretty much guess what was going to happen. Yeah. It was very predictable. But, I mean, it was one of the movies you watch with your girl. And, you know, it was
all right.
It was a rainy day movie. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing like, I'm not going to tell y'all to run and go watch it.
I'm not going to watch it again.
Yeah, yeah. But if you sitting there, you just looking for something to watch with your girl.
You can get through
watch it. That shit. You know what I'm saying? That's something you can watch. There ain't nothing else to do. It's worth that much of a watch. Is it great TV? Of course not. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's, I can't, you know, that's the only bad thing I'm saying about it. The predictable of it, how predictable it was, the ending. I didn't like some of the casting. The daughter, I really didn't. She was, you know, I don't kinda know.
Flat.
Yeah, and then, you know, but other than that, like I said, I gave it a C-.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's a good rainy day watch.
Yeah, I give it a C+.
Yeah, see? So there we go. Averages out about a C.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there you go, people. That's our review on Fatal Affair. You know, it's a high movie. You know.
Yeah, it was.
You know, not too over the top, ridiculous, but, you know, it was worth the watch.
Nothing was too funny about it.
Yeah, it wasn't too funny. It was just,
I mean, the husband sure wanted to be with her, so they still were together.
The light skinned man was so understanding. The black skinned man was the evil man in the movie. The dark skinned man was the evil man in the movie. This light skinned, he was the ultimate light skinned nigga. Soft, couldn't fight, couldn't do shit. He couldn't defend the house. Really? He didn't have a fucking gun.
He was in the FBI?
Nigga was lying. There ain't nobody in the FBI that was fucking pussy. That nigga was pussy. This nigga got tied up by a nigga. Like, come on, bro. How the fuck you get tied up?
He had an accident with
with his shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why he was a little weak. That's what happened.
Yeah. That's why.
Yeah. Before the accident, he was as strong as an ox.
I'm sure he was. So strong, his wife was out there looking for random dick.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
She said, you know, after 20 years, you wake up and you're laying next to a stranger. So that's what the lady said.
Well, they ride together. They die together. Bad marriage for life. You know what I'm saying?
That's what the people like.
Yep. Well, shot time. The shot happened. Queen Germ, how do you feel? We finally had the big reveal of who was holding Keisha captive. It was the guy that walked into the store, put some money into the jar after Kevin. Remember Kevin, Papa, and Jake was in Perry's Pizza. And some dudes was like, oh, that bitch probably dead. And Kevin was like, that's my sister, nigga. And he swung and punched a dude. Mm-hmm. And then the dude, the man walked up and put some money in the thing. He was like, hey, man, I support you or something like that. And he dropped it in. That was the nigga.
Who got the girl.
So he spoke to him and said something to him. And he the one got him. So he was in like episode 4, I think it was. You know what I'm saying? So that was the reveal with that. So we finally find out who was holding Keisha hostage. She did get to call Kevin because it was his birthday on this episode, and they always went to the little place, got pancakes on his birthday, and so, you know, she had made like a bargain with her kidnapper saying like, hey, if I be good, you know what I'm saying, will you let me, so she let him call,
just wanted to hear his voice
on his birthday. So that was all that was going on with Keisha this episode. Well, not really, because Ronnie, you know, he's on his scheme. You know, Ronnie's turned into fucking Daredevil, the black Daredevil. He finds his way into this man's house. Now, mind you, a random nigga just walk and knock on your door, tell you he's homeless. First of all, you lie to me. Then you tell me, nah, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I'm homeless, man. I just need to use your bathroom. I'm not letting a homeless nigga in my house use my bathroom. I'm sorry. This is not going to do it. Mm-mm. Not during the COVID, not pre-COVID, not post-COVID. Homeless man, you better do like you've been doing and take a shit outside. Yeah. Like, where your jar at, like the nigga Anton off of motherfucking In Living Color. Remember, he used to have a little jar.
It's too much grass out there for nobody.
Yeah, you better get it like motherfucking goddamn, the damn dog, like Rover, nigga.
Yeah.
Kick some grass up after you get through shitting and all this shit.
Shoot, that'd be going in a darn fast hoop, please. And
yeah,
get you some.
So Ronnie gets up in the house, and once he's in the house using the bathroom, he's snooping around. Keisha hears somebody else in the house, so she gets to yelling, clanging, making noise. Buddy turns up some music. Ronnie comes downstairs after he used the bathroom, like, yo, did you hear that? And Buddy about to bust Ronnie over the head. He about to take Ronnie out, but Ronnie was like, nah, guess I didn't hear nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, Buddy, you know, he eased up. Out. He let Ronnie go. So, either Ronnie heard something and he coming back, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Or he really didn't hear nothing. He thought he did. So, that's all with Keisha. Keisha still's locked up. Ronnie coming back, though. Ronnie know his senses on him. He knows.
He better be coming back with the police because he going to come back dead. He going to die for Keisha. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. So, you know, he better just tighten up. Speaking of Ronnie, Miss Ethel, they had their little date. They took Miss Ethel out to the bar that she used to own. It used to be a bar. Now it's a
jazz club. It
used to be a jazz club. Now it's a male strip joint. And so she goes up in there. You know, she think, you know, oh, they didn't change the place around since, they still got that. Oh, I'm about to go up here on this mic and what she got.
Ain't nobody can introduce the band like me.
Yeah. And then she got the shock of her life.
And them niggas got out there.
Yeah. Miss Ethel Sherman. You see next thing, you know, some men shaking it up on Miss Ethel. And the next thing you turn around. Yeah. She's like, I think I'll stay. Give me some ones. So Ronnie gave her some ones. She having a good time. Then next thing you see her, she's telling them about the history of the club and the history of Chicago and how, you know, the black flight from the South to Chicago was like a real big deal. And you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Miss Ethel had a great night. You know, her and Ronnie go home. She had a good old time. And she gets in the bed, complains about her being cold. Ronnie turns around to get her a blanket. And by the time he can get that blanket, Miss Ethel has passed on. She had the best night of her life.
Yep. And laid down and
she laid down. She still was looking good. She had her makeup on, so she was ready to go.
She was ready.
She was funeral ready. You know, just put her in the box. That's all you got to do, Ronnie.
Lord.
You know, that's all you got to do. You ain't got to do nothing. Just put her in the box. Oh. Put her straight in the box, just like she is. You know what I'm saying? So R.I.P. to Miss Ethel, man. That was a tough one.
Yeah.
That was a tough one right there, man. Cause she done went through some things, boy. That mean SOB right there, boy. That she was a. She was a mean one. Hey, boy, Miss Ethel was tough now. She talked shit the whole time like she was hell. So, you know, shout out to Miss Ethel, man. Emmett, basically this episode, him and his girlfriend, they went to the dispensary where she be buying her weed from. And, you know, she told Emmett to shut up. But, you know, Emmett is a hustler, baby. You know, Emmett get to talking. And next thing you know, Emmett about to get tossed up out of the place by security until the owner comes up. And the owner turns out to be Brandon Cousin. So shout out to Brandon Cousin. We finally see him again. You know, he had just started smoking, growing the marijuana back then. And now he's got a big time booming dispensary. So basically him and Emmett get high. They strike a deal. You know what I'm saying? You know. Get a nice little cut off on the profit. So that's all with that. We didn't get any Sonny's action this week. And
it was Kevin's birthday.
It was Kevin's birthday. And basically, you know, Kevin was going through the motions. Him and his girlfriend was at, you know, they was out. And, you know, they went to the skate ring and went and got pancakes. And she was just trying to get Kevin to talk about it. But Kevin's upset. He don't want to talk about it. He's doing the typical black male stuff where we just bottle everything up. And you know what I'm saying? Like, she was just trying to be nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm just trying to open up, get you to talk about it because you need to release this frustration because Kevin is, he's about to bust.
He's ready to die.
For he's ready to die. He's ready to die about this. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, they threw a little surprise party for him. Papa dropped the cake because he just wanted to hold Maisha's hand. And, you know, she's not really ready to go public with their relationship. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if she shame a Papa or what.
I don't think she shame him, but she right about... You know, when you start, especially any time, whether you're young or old or whatever, but people be hating. So if you got something that, you know, it ain't like you hiding, it's just the fact that you don't want nobody in your business. If you feel like y'all are special to each other, it ain't necessary for me to tell everybody that, oh, this my man or this my woman, because of the fact that, you know, people gonna say what they gonna have to say. Somebody might like you a little bit better just because, oh, now you looking so good or... You so happy, you just, you know what I'm saying? You might be attracting some other people that you ain't trying to attract. Mm. So you want to keep it on the low. You don't want nobody to know your secret. Mm.
And then as far as the Perry Pizza news, Perry Pizza mother, she went on the news and endorsed the other candidate in the mayoral race of Chicago. So that got Perry's wife, Candy Burris, involved. She basically paid the mama off. Made her sign like an NDA, but she got caught by Mr. Perry, and he was upset. So he goes on TV the next day and says his mama had mental illness and throws her under the bus. So I think we covered everything in the show. That had to be everything. Did we miss anything? We talked about the kids. We talked about Perry Pizza. We talked about Keisha.
You didn't talk about the boy who...
Oh, we forgot about Trigg. Trigg. That's his name. Reg's brother, right?
Oh, that's what his name
is? His name is Trigg. They didn't have no story this line this week,
yes,
did
it is when they went in their house and found the $50,000 and bust that man in the head.
Oh, yeah, because you're right, because he said Reg had $50,000 put up in the house, so they couldn't find it. They finally found it. You know what I'm saying? He had disguise of him hanging out all day with Jake. It's like he was trying to bond, but really he was like, nigga, I'm trying to see what this fucking money is, nigga. We need money.
Yeah.
And so they found the money, and then some dude bust in, and he bust him in the head, like you said, and it was one of Perry's dudes.
Yeah,
so
the nigga was trying to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept the brother around.
Yeah, baited him in.
So that he wouldn't have, you know what I'm saying, because more than likely he would have been able to, you know.
Yeah.
Get out of it, I guess, with the brother.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's about it. So, that's our Shy wrap up, man. We talked about everything, man. Shy Sunday nights, Showtime. If you have the Showtime app, you can watch it on Sunday mornings. We found that out this week. So, we would now be watching the Shy on time and not be waiting like we was waiting because we can watch it on the app. Mm. So, yeah. What we got next, Queen Germ?
I don't know.
It's time for Bad Black Cinema. Y'all know how we do on Bad Black Cinema. Each week, me and Queen Germ take a topic, we act out the scene, and this week we have our first submitted topic. It's from Dr. Abrasive. Shout out to Dr. Abrasive. The topic goes like this. First of all, we're not paid actors. This is straight improv. We doing it off the cuff. And just to let y'all know, but hey, everybody liked the one last week. They enjoyed that one. Everybody. I got some comments about the one last week. They was like, yeah, shit was funny as shit, bro. They got me cracking up. So, you know. So this week,
oh gosh,
we got a topic from Dr. Abrasive. And the topic is, man in a busted car at a gas station hitting on a woman who is driving a luxury car. So I take it I'm going to be the man in the busted car.
I'm going to hope so.
And you're going to be the woman in the luxury car, okay? And like I said, people, this is exclusive. Where else do you get this? Here we go. Ready? Action. Hey there, milady. Hey, milady, 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 milady. How you doing, milady? How you doing, milady? Hey, how you doing, milady? How you doing?
You're talking to me.
Yes, man. How you doing? Excuse me, man. Oh, you one of them corporate ladies. Excuse me, ma'am. How you doing today?
I was doing real good before.
Hold on, I can't hear. Let me roll. My window over there won't go down. So let me. Can you come around to the? Can you come around to the other side?
No, sir. Sorry.
Well, please. Well,
can you get out the car?
Well, okay. Well, open this door on this side, and so I can get out.
So you got to crawl across the
car. I mean, well, my car a little messed up. You know what I'm saying? This is like my area. This is my work car. You know what I'm saying? This is the car I drive like to work every day, and sometimes on Saturdays
and
Sundays.
So what do you do for work?
Oh, I'm an entrepreneur. I got my own LLC. You know what I'm saying?
And that's for what? Man, I feel like, what do you do? Like, you say you have a business.
I'm an entrepreneur. I do everything. What you want me to do? I'm jack of all trades, master of all, you know, none. You know what I'm saying? That's how I go. You know what I'm saying? I got to do a little something. I got a car washing business. I got a painting business.
I have an appointment.
I got a mechanic. But no. Let me talk to you. What's your name?
I don't think we need to get to names. I don't think you have.
What you mean? Baby, I'm an entrepreneur. So what you need somebody that's 9 to 5 or something?
No, sir. You have yet to tell me what you do for a
living. I told you what I do. I got my own LLC.
And it doesn't work very well because clearly you have a car that you can't wind the window down and you crawl across the seat.
But my car, but what they got to do with anything?
It has a lot to do
with
anything.
I told you, this is my car I just drive during the week. This is my work car. Okay. I got another car at the house.
Okay.
You know, this is my work car.
And so what is your name? You could have started by introducing yourself.
Okay, shoot, my name.
Because clearly,
shoot,
you came at me as if I was some little hood rat somewhere.
Well, no,
I don't get all of that.
I'm just saying, ma'am, I just saw something that I like. You was looking good. I seen your nice little car over there. And so I was just like, look, man, let me, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not trying to raise a man.
I don't need raising, ma'am. I'm just saying. Just because my car bad don't mean nothing. What you saying?
You have yet to tell me what type of job you
I told
have.
You I got my own LLC. What part
what
that
you
understand?
I mean,
I told you.
You could be a pressure washer. You could be a lawn man.
I do all of that. Yeah. At my business. Yeah.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we do it all.
Do you have a card?
Yeah, I got a card.
Okay. Well, if I need any help or any of my friends may need some
help. Help, baby. No, I'm trying to get to know you. Baby, help. I'm trying to help you in this life. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on?
I thank you. I'm flattered that you're flattered.
Like, baby, baby, so you just tell me, just because my car situation,
it's not about
you're not trying
car.
To talk?
It's about the package.
Baby, nobody turn Bug package. Down. Baby, this Bug you talking to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You need to be spotted.
Lady, we can't do too. Look, so what you trying to say? You better than me or something?
No, I'm not.
I mean, what, you too good for me or something? Both at the same store, so that means we got the same taste.
No, it does not.
What
that
you
just
doing?
Means that we cross paths.
What you doing? Going there probably play numbers or something, ain't
no.
it?
No.
Oh, yeah, you look like one of the people. What you coming to buy one of them little chore boys or something? Them little wild roses?
See, I don't even know what that is, sir.
Okay, man, but listen. Okay, see, I think we got off to the wrong foot. All right?
Yeah,
listen,
I think
my name Bug. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And people call you that?
Yeah, everybody.
Like
they be calling me that my whole life. Everybody around here know me as Bug.
Yeah, I think
you see that lady across the street over there, Miss Rosa.
I don't know anybody.
If I wave her right now, she gonna say, "Hey, Bug." Oh,
okay.
So you know, what I'm saying?
I think you might want to try that. Go wave at her.
But baby, I want to talk to you. So listen. Okay, do you have a card? Can I get your card?
I don't think I'm in the business of what you may need.
Oh, what you mean? Like, baby, we could be in business together.
Sorry, sir. It doesn't work like that.
Listen.
I'm trying to be as respectful as possible. I'm not trying to offend you at all, but sir.
So, all right. Well, listen, man. It was nice knowing you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hopefully, you know, next time you see me, I won't be in my work car.
It's not about your car, sir.
I'll be in my other car.
It's about your
car. Because I think that's what it was. I think it's the car.
It's not.
Because I think we got off to the wrong foot when
you
I asked
at
you.
Me. You.
Well,
said,
I had to
hey,
yell.
Hey.
I had to yell because my window wouldn't go down. You know what I'm saying? So
that's something that you might want
to
get.
I would have had to jump out of the car like the Dukes of Hazzard to get your attention, and I ain't want to do all that. So that's why I was just like saying, I had to yell. But, ma'am, listen, if I see you again, I'm not in my work car, I'll try this again. And maybe that'll do it.
I
see the spark there, baby. Because
it ain't no spark. I talked to you way too long.
Exactly. That's why I know it's something there. Because you talked way too long.
I promise you, it's nothing.
You could have kept going, but you still talking to Bug.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I'm not talking to Bug.
You talking to Bug.
I'm talking to a hopeless person.
I'm not hopeless, baby. I'm hopeless that you going to give me this number.
You hopeful? Because if you hopeless, that's what I got for you.
That too. Both of that. I'm all of that.
Oh, okay.
Whatever you need.
No, sir. I can't do this with you.
Cut.
I can't.
People.
I can't even take you seriously.
Where's the fucking Emmy at? We fucking coming for it. Like, yo, listen, if there's a podcast Emmy out there, I think we should be nominated. Because this is fucking, like I said, we're not paid actors. But we want a SAG card. Because, God damn it, we're bringing it to you, man. God damn it, I tell you, boy. Woo!
I tell you.
That bad black cinema keep getting better. People, hey, introduce your topics.
World.
Yeah. We'll act them out. Well, it's Song of the Week time. Right before we do Song of the Week, we're going to take a little music break and play some music.
We're going to play music on top of our Song of the Week?
Well, no, we're not going to play music on top of the Song of the Week. What I meant to say was that
We're
going to take a little music break here. So, Queen Germ, do you have a Song of the Week?
Yes, I have a Song of the Week. And just thinking about all of what we have planned coming up, my song of the week is going to be none other than Airplanes by B.O.B. featuring Hayley Williams of Paramore. So that's my song of the week, Airplanes.
Wow. B.O.B. made the Frocast. Amazing. Queen Germ's always pushing the limit with the music, man.
Always.
Well, keeping on the trend of, you know, Airplanes, my song of the week is Paris, Tokyo by Lupe Fiasco. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of my favorite Lupe songs, you know what I'm saying? And which Lupe just came out with a new song called Dinosaurs, but nah.
It's not what?
Nah, that ain't it, Lupe, the skateboarder. But yeah, my song of the week is Paris, Tokyo by Lupe. Her song of the week is Airplanes by B.O.B. Song of the week, Frocast, episode 415. We'll be right back after the music break. Let's go to sleep, Paris. Wake up and
I love her. and I hate to leave her lonely. Ring, ring, went the iPhone, it was my homie. He said, let's hit Japan, if we can make them jam, we can make 100 grand. Spend it in the south of France, nothing further. I jumped, grabbed my Goyard trunk, got ready to walk it out like Unk in my John Lennon chucks. That's when I heard murder. You're killing me and filling me with sorrow. Sunrise, goodbyes, and missing you tomorrows. I turn to see my dream love, supreme queen, Nina Sting on the scene, cry. I drop my bags in the flash, that's faster than 180 on that dash, sir, to dry your tears, and wipe the rain from my dear like dash shirt. Use the dame who's the username to all my passwords. The reason I get fly is Ivan Jasper. I even keep your picture in my passport. Love, love. Together, free chill. Tell a stewardess to throw a movie on the reel. Heat up my kosher meal, exchange my dollar bills. Lean back in my first class seat and sleep. Don't wake me till I land where they barely understand what I speak, but they nod to my beats. I tell my fans who I am and they stand and they clap, they applaud. They love me, my God. Oscar Samadeshda, I may be au revoir. A spree on St. Henri, then back to Charles de Gaulle. So I can get home and tell her everywhere that I've been and everything that I've done and tell her that she's the one and
Let's go to St. Paris, wake up.
Guess who's back in the house with a bunch of souvenirs and a smile for your mouth. I really missed you each and every night. I kissed you in my dreams before I went to sleep. The La La Land to count them sheep. I swear you're looking prettier than ever. It's got to be a prophecy for us to stay together evermore. For better or less support, all worth a wait and buried treasure. X is on the shore. I know my world tour's like war to ya, but Ian said aloha, and Hardy said cheers. Julian said bonjour, Big O was like, yeah. Amanda and LaMessi wanted to win, we going there. Edison sends his love, so does the rest of the club of the international playboys and playgirls. But I revoke my membership, all for my tenderness. She said, pursue your interests, cause even if I'm ticketless, I'll be there, by your side, in your heart, on your mind. So as I taxi down another runway, I got you. Who loves you, babe? Now bring it back now.
Let's go to St. Paris. Wake up.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yeah, I could use a dream or a genie or a wish to go back to a place much simpler than this. Cause after all the party and it's smashing and crashing, and all the glitz and the glam and the fashion, and all the pandemonium and all the madness, there comes a time where you fade to the blackness. And when you're staring at that phone in your lap and you hoping but them people never call you back, but that's just how the
another hand soon after you fold. And when your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish for if you had one chance? So airplane, sorry I'm late. I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that, then I switch my flight, and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
Can we pretend that airplane's in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplane's in the night sky? Right now.
Yeah. Somebody take me back to the days before this was a job, before I got paid, before it ever mattered what I had in my bank. Yeah, back when I was trying to get a tip at Subway, and back when I was rapping for the hell of it. But nowadays, we rapping to stay relevant. I'm guessing that if we can make some wishes out of airplanes, then maybe, yo, maybe I'll go back to the days before the politics that we call the rap game. And back when ain't nobody listened to my mixtape, and back before I tried to cover up my slang. But this is for Decatur, what's up, Bobby Ray? So can I get a wish to end the politics and get back to the music that started this? So here I stand, and then again I say, I'm hoping we can make some wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
All right, man, we back after the music break, man. Hope y'all enjoyed it. I'm not going to say the YouTube thing because I say it every week. Y'all should know by now. If you listen on YouTube, you don't get to hear the music.
You said you wasn't going to say it, but you did.
God damn it, Queen Germ. You weren't supposed to correct me.
Oh.
Let me be wrong sometime.
You are wrong a lot.
Let me contradict myself.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and look, I was corrected last week. Mm-hmm. That, remember I did the HBCU confession and I said TXSU. It was Texas Southern.
And you know, I corrected you.
Yeah, you did say that. It wasn't Texas State.
Somebody else had to correct you for you to notice that you were wrong.
Well, whatever. I mean, you know, I mean, come on, man. When you write 96.8% of the time, you know, that 3.2.
In your mind, you're never wrong.
When that 3.2 come around, but I mean, it is a rarity. So, you know, hey.
It is what it is.
Just saying. Well, it's HBCU Confession time, speaking of. Where we get this from the Twitter, the HBCU Confessional Twitter. What we do is we go through there, randomly pick one. I bring it here. I say, hey, Queen Jern, read this. Let me know what you think. And staying on theme with what we've been talking about all show, you know.
Sucking deep.
Yeah, basically. This HBCU Confession goes like this. People might think I'm a loser because my girl is an escort. But really, I'm a winner. She's high class. I get it for free when everyone else has to pay $1,000 per hour. She's 21 and already owns the crib. And she doesn't make me pay rent. Winning. Anonymous. You get it for free what everybody else have to pay.
And you get it for free because everybody has paid. And you get it after the paid customers. So what you getting is definitely free.
Yeah, nobody pays for leftovers.
Exactly. The crumbs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Watered
down. Old boy getting a good pussy. You getting a leftover pussy. Because she might be like, baby, I really don't feel like it. Just come on. She ain't never giving you that grade A puss, my nigga.
She ain't jumping up on
you. Ain't paying a K for it. You ain't paying $1,000 for it. You living in her house for free, nigga.
You a loser.
Fuck out of here. You are a loser. Ain't nothing winning about your situation, nigga. She could put you out. She could find anybody to do what the fuck you doing, nigga.
Exactly.
Fuck out of here. Nigga, you a loser. Ain't nobody winning, nigga. She own her own house, nigga, and you get somebody, you get to stay there for free and get that. Nigga, stop. Do you know how irreplaceable you are? Nigga, you a rant. Nigga, you a lamp in that house, man. Fuck out of here. God, nah, man. So, no. So, people. So, Queen Germ, did you say what you had to say about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that solves it. You're not a winner. You're a loser. Keep it 100 time, Queen Germ. Do you have a keep it 100?
Yes, I have a keep 100. I guess it's public service announcement again this week. it's time for people to realize. I get it. People say things and they don't really think about how they're using these plurals and I don't know how you manipulate words for various parts of speeches. But we got to do better. I need people to understand. And I'm sure it's not our viewers. But if I say it to you, then your friends may say it to you and y'all can help them out. Mm-hmm. Texas, we know, is a state.
Texas is a state.
It is not multiple text messages.
100. So what is multiple text messages?
Multiple text messages. It ain't Texas.
It ain't Texas. It ain't Tex.
If you gonna say Tex, that's fine if you gonna hold it like that. But Texas?
Yeah. He sent me 5 Texas.
Is that? No. That is not the word. I need the people to know that that's not what it is. And so, I done seen it. I mean, it done happened to me too many times this week. And it's only Tuesday.
Hey, this man one day said them desses. And I'm disturbed. He said them desses. I said, what? Them desses? You mean the desks? Yes. I'm like, desses? I'm like,
yeah, no.
So, yeah. Wow. You know how people get down.
Yeah, I just need the people to do better. Because you can't be taken seriously when you're telling somebody something about something in Texas. And I'm just like, I know what you mean, but that shit is not right.
I would be like, what you mean, Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth? Like, yeah, I've been to Texas. What's going on?
Nah. That ain't what you know that ain't what the nigga meant. But I just need the people to know that this we can't continue like this. Mm. It's not okay.
Okay. My Keeping 100 goes a little something like this. Man, listen, man. We got to kill the resale game with these tennis shoes, bro.
100.
Because I realized, listen, last week, my son wanted these fucking, the 12s that came out, and it was a fucking, like, ridiculous shit show trying to get these fucking shoes. And then the way people were acting that were disappointed that they couldn't get the shoes made me only blame the people that made the fucking shoes. Because you're making the shoes. You know how many pair of shoes you're making. You don't want to make a lot of them because then, you know, that don't make them as valuable. So fucking what? They're fucking shoes. They shouldn't be valuable anyway. You know what I'm saying? So that made me think about it. Like, Michael Jordan is in on the resale game. Mm-hmm. He probably owns StockX. He probably owns these little sites that let you resell shoes on them. I swear to God, because there's no way you can't make enough shoes that everybody want them. Clearly, you would have sold whatever you would put out there because you had so many people at the mall wanting them that couldn't get them. So why didn't you make enough for them? Oh, I know why. Because you wanted the damn resellers to make some money. Them shoes were released at 10 o'clock. They were $190. At 11 o'clock, them shoes were $375. I said, that's ridiculous. Then, the Saturday, some fucking shoes Virgil put out, you know what I'm saying, it came out, some kind of Nikes. They were like $200. And as soon as the resale went up to $1,800 on these motherfuckers. And I'm just like, the resale game has to go. It didn't used to be like that. If you wanted Jordans, you could get Jordans. And it shouldn't be like that because Nike and Michael Jordan, all y'all companies, make enough shoes. If these shits ain't exclusive, limited edition shoes, and they just some regular colorway Nikes, y'all should make enough for everybody to get it, man. I'm getting off my soapbox. I'm just coming off as a parent that just gets frustrated because it's a fucking, you got to jump through so many fucking hoops to get these goddamn shoes.
I mean, especially when my thing is with anything, any business, you know, you kind of, I mean, at this point, so many of these same shoes, same color combinations and everything have been out over and over again. You should have some stats that say what sizes are selling, what, you know what I'm saying, which ones the people like the most. And most of the time, it's the one with the good storyline behind it. If it was some special game or whatever, something that happened. But nonetheless, at this point, there should be an algorithm of what y'all need to make that is going to sell, and then you may do a plus one, two, whatever you're going to say, plus 1,000, who cares? But the point is, you should kind of know what's selling. So why the hell would you get a shoe and make it to the point where it's so limited? Well, so you say, because I don't even know if I believe that what the people at the store got was going anywhere else. I feel like they got a batch of shoes, and then the people who selling them on these other websites got a batch of shoes. It wasn't even the same one. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like you making those people who are reselling sell the shoes from Finish Line. You may be sending them so many thousand pairs of shoes for them to resell on their website. So you can't even trust nobody at this point. So the only thing you can say is, if I don't get the shit for what the retail value is, then I don't want the shit when y'all marking them up.
That shit ridiculous, man. It pissed me off. It made me angry. I tweeted fucking Nike, said, kill the resale. So, hey, people, if you want to get in on the movement, hashtag kill the resale. Let's get these motherfuckers the fuck out of here, man. Let's make it so everybody can get goddamn shoes. This is bullshit. These niggas is making way more profit than they need to. Fuck these niggas, man.
Whew.
Man, glad I got that off my chest.
Remaking the same damn shoe anyway.
Yeah. Winner or loser time. You got any winners?
Well, I'm going to say my winner today is going to be Dr. Stella Emanuel.
Winner.
She claims that she has been treating people with chloroquine.
She claims.
She says she did. She was on video, and it's amazing. Now, Facebook decided they won't take the video down. I guess it was going viral, and they didn't want to have nothing to do with that shit. But, of course, she's, like, African or something. And she said that she had patients, over 350 of them. She was giving them zinc and hydrochloroquine, and even she had her staff.
Mm-hmm.
They've been working with the COVID patients. She said they see at least 10 a week. She said over this period of time, I think it's been a month, she done treated 350 people and they ain't lost one yet. So everybody has survived. People had high blood pressure, diabetes, and she said she got the cure. And so what I'm saying is, if she has been able to save that many lives, people who have been diagnosed, have tested positive, have had the COVID, she said she's seen them all. She had the oldest patient, I want to say, was in the late 80s. So, she done had elderly patients, she done had young patients, she done had patients with pre-existing conditions. So, she is the person that you want to go see if you got the COVID. That's what she put out there. So, I'm going to say my winner this week is Dr. Stella Emanuel.
All right. My winner is Lou Williams.
Winner.
Why is Lou Williams my winner? Lou Williams is a basketball player in the NBA. He left the bubble because his team was, in the bubble. He left the bubble. He had said he had to go home for a family emergency. And then he was pictured in Magic City. If you don't know what Magic City is, people, it is a gentleman's club. If you don't know what a gentleman's club is, there's a club where ladies go and they are scantily clad. But in Mr. Williams' defense, the wings there are delicious. He said he was there eating, and there's nothing wrong with him grabbing a bite to eat. And I agree with you, Mr. Williams. There's nothing wrong with you grabbing a bite to eat. Like, I mean, you're in a bubble. Like, you need to see some women.
Yeah.
You're going back in the, you want to eat, but you also want to see some women so you can get two birds with one stone. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And you could do that. And like I said, now he has to quarantine for like 10 days. So he can't be with his team.
So it was worth it.
It was all worth it because those wings are fucking delicious.
Mm-hmm. You ain't word for those women.
No, the wings are good as fuck. Like, for real.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're like, no bullshit. Like, the wings are good. Like, yeah, you go to, like, if you ever had to, like, ride the Greyhound through Atlanta, you stop at the bus station, you're going to be right across the street from Magic City. Walk over there and get some wings.
Okay.
It's worth it. It's worth it. Not that y'all should be riding a Greyhound. I hope none of our listeners are riding a Greyhound. But if you do happen to ride a Greyhound and you're listening.
Bug was driving in a falling apart car. So.
I mean, Bug is different. Okay. Bug, he's a man of the neighborhood.
I'm just saying.
He's a jack of all trades, master of none.
Apparently.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't want to get Bud no smoke. So,
He couldn't even tell me what he did.
He told you what he did. He got his own LLC.
I gave him clues.
No.
So he was like, oh, yeah, I do all that. So,
yeah. But he's
wrong with it.
Yeah. He cleans shoes. He do it all. Cut grass.
That's a problem.
Hang side.
He got to specialize in something.
Right? He specializes in everything. Mm-mm. Don't specialize in nothing.
Exactly. Specialize in everything. Problem. That's the problem. So, yeah.
Yeah. So Magic that's my winner. You got any losers? Wings. Yeah, get the wings. Get
I'm,
the wings.
I'm going to say my loser got to be Facebook because they done snatched the lady video down. They don't want to let the lady have her word.
Loser.
She don't want to. You don't want to let her get the word out. Why she can't get her word out to the people? Mm. Telling the people what they need.
Got to suppress the truth.
Yeah. But then when your president was out there telling the people to go ahead and get the hydroxychloroquine, they was like, oh, yeah. This lady says she got her staff on that thing right now as a preventative. Mm. She was in, I want to say, some part of Africa. when they had to treat the people with malaria. That lady say they used that same drug. And that woman say that's what's keeping the people alive. Her staff ain't coming down with no COVID. So the lady said she got it all mapped out. But why did they shut her down? Was it because she was black? I think it was. I think it had a lot to do with the fact that she was black and she was telling the people something that could save people's lives. And if she telling the truth, that's the only reason why you would shut it down. Because if she was lying, you would have just said it was false information, fake news. But why you had to pull, I'm talking about Facebook took it upon themselves to pull a lady video. It ain't even been out there for a day. So Facebook has got to be my loser. That's some bullshit. Who is your loser?
My loser. I guess this MPD woman accused of setting old boyfriend's car on fire.
Loser.
A Madison woman is accused of setting a car on fire after damaging it, according to a release by the Madison Police Department. The car was parked along 2000 block of Greenway Cross around 5 p.m. Tuesday. Witness reported a woman armed with a baseball bat broke out the vehicle's windows before dousing it with gas and setting it on fire. Another witness got the license plate of the woman's car. Police arrested Kelly S. Hayes, 34, on suspected arson and criminal damage to property charges. So, yeah, this is the infamous video we seen all week of the lady blowing up, throwing the gas in the car, and blew her motherfucking self to the damn sky. She's my loser because, A, you know, I don't know what that man did to you. I'm sorry. I'm apologizing for all men. But, ma'am, you need to learn some fucking science. When you throwing dousing some shit with gasoline, there's a little shit called fumes. Those fumes are fucking flammable. So you were supposed to be about 5 feet back when you threw that flame in that motherfucker. You threw that shit in there, and you got what the fuck science said your motherfucking ass was going to get. That shit was combustible. And you found out what that word combustible meant when your ass bust against that neck damn car against when that blast went off.
And see, that's the thing. She needed to spend a little more time, and she needed to spend a little more time in school than she was trying to get in damn relationships. Because clearly, whatever the person did, you done fuck yourself up.
Yes, sir. Because
I don't care what nobody said. Yeah, it looked like she was on her feet when she popped up off that ground.
That shit hurt.
Yeah.
That shit hurt. Yeah. The next day she felt that shit. She was like, "Ooh, shit." She
felt that shit.
Oh, you 34 years old? Yeah, oh yeah. That shit hurt. That shit fucking hurt. You ain't 24. 24 you might could have bounced back. 34, your ass. Yeah, your ass rubbed down with some Aspirin cream, yeah. Goddamn. Your ass hurting.
And so, it ain't no good feeling.
Yeah, so you my loser this week for damaging somebody else's property and not knowing that gas is hella flammable, bitch. But thank you, cause you sparked a lot of memes. You gave us laughs. I watched that video probably 25 times, and you know what I'm saying, it was hilarious to me. So thank you.
I did, cause at first I didn't know. I knew what was happening, but it happened so fast till my brain didn't process it right. So I did watch it at least 3 times the first time I saw it. Cause I was just like, I know this heifer didn't just fly back.
I'm talking about.
I know she didn't just. Put that, okay, she did.
She was in there, just boom, that shit went off, boy, that shit hit off that damn car, she got to start gathering her goddamn items, nigga. Oh my Jesus.
I need y'all niggas to do right.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, it's that time of the show. Queen Germ, do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the Fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Poach, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Do I even have to say it? My shout-outs go a little something like this. Shout-out to B-Eazy. It's all right, GQ Blue. Short T.
Short T.
Ruler myself, Rick James, bitch. RT3, J. Will. Shout-out my nigga J. Will, man. Spoke to him this week, man. Real good conversation. I'm going to tell you like this, J. Will, bro. I mean, Queen Germ here now. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let her talk in a second after I get through my shout-outs. But I just want to let you know, you don't want to see us on that card table. Like, I'm being real. Like, I'm not just saying it just to be saying it. Like, this is a proven fact. Like, scientific evidence show that Queen Germ and King Germ busting ass on that space table. But shout-out to you, J. Will. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to light-skinned Kanye, dark-skinned Kanye, Drew from D.C., Gerard from Boston, Stacks, MJ Money 9S. Shout out to Peppy J from B More, Steph from B More, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Shout out to Sleazy the Black Farmer. Shout out to Amazing AP. Shout out to Dragon Lady. Shout out to anybody over that site to fuck with the kids. Shout out to Doc Claw. Shout out to any podcast to fuck with us. Shout out to the Glenn and Her podcast. Shout out to the Humbly Arrogant Show. Shout out to Q Lewis 313. Shout out to him. Part of my East Side. Go check out his gear. Shout out to 12 Cal, the good brother 12 Cal and the 12 Cal podcast. Shout out to the Dr. Abrasive and everybody at Dr. Abrasive Network. Shout out to the disrespectful motherfucking MJ, man. You saved the fucking day. Shout out to you, man. You know, I usually have something mean to say about you, bro, but I can't. I can't. So, you know, shout out to you. Shout out to Doc. Shout out to Dr. Cam. Shout out to K-Law, the truck driver. And anybody else to fuck with us a long way, short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. If I miss your name, man, blame Queen Germ. Don't blame me.
Yeah, because I don't give a fuck.
You heard what she said. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, another show in the books. Queen Germ, rate your show.
I think I'm going to have to say 9.12.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 7.02. Not because I really think it's a 7.02, but read between the lines, people. Don't forget, like always, give us a good review. You know what I'm saying? On all DSPs, whichever one you use, we appreciate that. Don't forget about the voicemail. You call in at 347-201-2572. You know, hopefully we get blessed with a call from somebody with anointing powers, and we'll be bringing that to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget about the Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar, support all things Nappy Afro. And don't forget to just damn tell everybody, spread the word, add it to your story, man. Man, episode 415, man. Queen Germ, are you excited?
I am beyond excited. Okay. I'm trying to keep myself together right now.
All
right. This may be our last show.
It could be. Y'all,
I don't know.
Y'all don't listen, man. Y'all, hey, look, it could be. But hey. Hopefully y'all get a show next week. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But listen, man, y'all be blessed. Stay safe. You know what I'm saying? And for the, you know how it is, man. Please arrest the murderers of Breonna Taylor. You know what I'm saying? Lock them motherfuckers up. You know what I'm saying?
It's past my time.
Yeah, it's been too many. It's been too long. Arrest the motherfuckers, man. So, yeah. It's your boy, King Germ.
And this your girl, Queen Germ.
And this is a Frocast, man. We out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com